Hello, is this Sally Gilhurst? Yeah? It's Simon, Mr. Simon Cordell. I'm glad that I got through. I'm glad that I got through to yourself. Sally, I'm quite concerned with what the position as the legal executive director that you've left me in, yeah? Sally, yeah? So I hope that you'll just take 5 minutes to go through this with me, because I think me and you are the only two that are going to resolve these problems. Otherwise, I'm about to go public, Sally. Yeah, with everything, Sally, with what you've done. And I've recorded loads of conversations of you from throughout the years, Sally, yeah? Of this going on. Sally, I've got the laws in front of me now, yeah? Are you with me? Sally?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I've got the laws in front of me, and it says that an ASBO cannot be granted, yeah?
No, you're going over the same old ground.
Sally, an ASBO cannot be granted.
And I can't advise you.
I'm not asking you to advise me, Sally, yeah? I'm telling you right now, yeah? The reason that these police officers are in trouble, yeah? Is because Steve Ellsmore was told to go into the police computers and to create a case. He's used other police officers' statements, and he's amended them and opened them up, and he's not allowed to open them cases up. Yeah, and then them files up, and then edit them, and then it get used. Most of the cases you put in the application were out of the time limit and should never have been used against me, and I shouldn't be riding 8 years. Plus, the criminal standards haven't been met if the whole case relies solely on hearsay. All of the witness statements are not signed by witnesses themselves. They're signed by the police officers, and they should all they for that reason. If a member of the public refuses to sign something, yeah. Then what should happen, Sally? Hello? What should actually happen, Sally, is it should go as MG6, yeah, which is undisclosed information. They shouldn't be filling out them forms on MG11, them using them as witness statements, plus adding their own personal witness statements, Sally. Yeah, this is... I've got the laws in front of me, and it says that at Highbury... No, Sally, you keep... Because you've signed all the expenses to this case, yeah, and you know your job's at the end of it, Sally, yeah?
The matter is at an end.
No, the matter isn't at an end. I'm back at the court. It's going back to the courts, Sally. I'm on the phone to the courts, and the courts are agreeing. It's going back through the courts again, Sally.
Okay, well, I want to hear the court papers from you, Sally.
Okay. What you're doing is illegal, Sally, yeah? And you're doing it to protect your job and yourself, and you're not caring about the police officers at the other end, and you're not caring about me or my members of my statement. In all of them forms there, you're saying that there's only one... If the conspiracy that I'm saying is true, that it would be so big on the Metropolitan Police's behalf that it just clearly couldn't be correct, yeah? Well, I'm correct, because none of the signatures are... There ain't no members of the public signatures at the bottom of this witness, and you need members of the public to bring an ASBO case against me, yeah? Sally, yeah, you're holding me for 8 years for saying the maximum 7 years for the ASBO, which the maximum sentence is 6 months, yeah? Yeah, imprisonment, do 3 years.
I'm confused between criminal and... No.
Yeah, but you called it an illegal. I've not been arrested. Sally, you said the organisation of illegal raves, illegal. Yeah, that's what this case is that you brought in motion. Illegal. I've never been arrested for something that's illegal, Sally. You're the executive director of this country, and you're looking after us.
I don't know why you're continually ringing me.
Yeah, because you're ruining my estate. You're ruining my life. I can't work with no other boroughs, Sally, because you have forged a load of paperwork and you've put it through the courts. Yeah, I'm not white. Yeah, you've not pulled one. Yeah, but you're bent. You're all bent. You're all together. You're all under the same salary, and they're all trying to save your job, Sally. And you're ruining all these coppers' careers, and you're going to ruin my life as well, Sally. Yeah, because you signed the expenses on this case, yeah, and it's come up to a lot of bloody money, Sally. Yeah, you're taking the mickey out of all of us. All my neighbours and everyone are suffering because you've forged all this over what? One person being kept up overnight on one night. Yeah, I've got every Facebook folder now of all the events that I'm being accused of, Sally. Yeah, and I've not handed them to you, yeah, because I'm not a super grass, but I'm going to put them online, Sally, yeah, because I copied all the 10 events, 6 events I've been accused of, weren't me. So I went to the Facebook and I copied their whole Facebook profiles in 2014 when you served me. I showed that Ross, phone up Ross and when you get off the phone to me, the barrister that you had, I showed him in the courtroom, Sally. I said, look, here's the folder of Chris Lurcher's Facebook proving it's not me, yeah. I said, I don't want to give it to you. Sally, no, you must have time for it, yeah, because you're holding me hostage, Sally. You must have time, Sally. You're holding me hostage, Sally, yeah. I'm recording this conversation right now again, like I've recorded you loads of times. So I just heard you say to me, I'm dead, yeah. I'm not dead, Sally, yeah, and what you're doing is against the law, Sally, yeah. Sally, it's clear. Okay, well, I hope you didn't, because I'm going to play it back in a second and confirm, yeah?
Yeah, play it back.
I hope not, yeah, because I feel dead because of what...
If you're going to take any more court proceedings, then you...
No, not just court proceedings. You're going to make this go public, and you're going to cause a riot in London. Yeah, you're going to cause... It says on in them pages, and just under Inspector Skinner's, it was white people that committed this offence. I'm mixed race, Sally. How could I have done that and gone outside them gates years later, hours later? You arrested Anthony Harris in that building, and Anthony Harris was on bail conditions, yeah, at that time in that building, yeah, for Andrew Rio's death. You had him all plastered on the news. Inspector Skinner caught him in that building, had him hostage. It says it in the paper. You arrested him at 10 o'clock. Then I turn up outside the gates that are surrounded and protected at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, and then he de-arrests Anthony Harris while he's on bail conditions. And he arrests me outside the gates, Sally, and sets me up for it, yeah? Chris Lurcher-Lewis, Adrian Combs landed. I speak to Adrian Combs on the phone, yeah? Adrian Combs is an inspector for Essex Police Station, and he owns Big Boss Limited, which represents all the festivals in London. He's the big boss, yeah? He says he hates corrupt coppers, and what you have done is corrupt to me. Because he was the one going to Chris Lurcher's house, yeah? And he was the one doing all the searching, yeah? Talking to Chris. He told Chris not to throw the event. Chris went to Essex and threw the event. I've got the newspaper articles of Adrian Combs landing in the field, yeah? And taking pictures of all them, and he served them an abatement notice, told them, get out of Essex, you're not allowed in there for 24 hours. Adrian Combs have sent me a letter saying he sent the Metropolitan Police the evidence of this, then somehow my picture's been put in and Chris's has been taken out, yeah? Now, I've been accused of throwing Chris's party at Progress Way. No, Sally, this is the law, Sally, yeah? Sally, you are ruining my life, Sally, yeah? Because you want to keep your job, Sally. You're wrong, Sally. So what are you going to do? You're not going to do nothing right, no, Sally? She's crooked as anything. Executive director of the country, that is.